The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Mr. Outdoors joins me every Friday at about this time. Outdoor Report is sponsored by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, driven by Linex on Airway Drive in Medford. Greg Roberts, of course, Mr. Outdoors, rogueweather.com. All right, Greg, break it down for Easter weekend and beyond. Are we now fully ensconced into spring and never to see the bad weather after we start seeing sunshine or not? What do you think?
Well, no, I would not say that in the spring around here at all, for sure.
Okay.
But the roller coaster ride has definitely, we're climbing on the upside of things just in time for Easter Sunday and all the outdoor activities with church services, egg hunts, you know, different things. Of course, there's going to be a lot of egg hunts tomorrow, especially church-sponsored ones that, you know, once we get through today, hitting tomorrow and then going all the way through next Friday, as it looks right now, we're looking at a lot of sunny skies.
Good.
And so with all the different outdoor activities happening, you know, this weekend centered around Easter, this was a great time to see sunny skies arriving. The warmest temperatures, well up into the 70s for Medford, are definitely going to be hitting during the week next week. So, and I mean the work week when I'm saying week next week. So, you know, all in all, yeah, we caught that break, if you will, between storm systems very nicely.
Very good. All right. Now, anything to talk about as far as outdoor activity other than the standard usuals, or is it just, you know, pretty much routine?
Well, you know, you alluded to it as we were transitioning into the break there just a minute ago, but yesterday I'm looking at news, you know, basically environmental, quote-unquote, news, and an article from the LA Times caught my attention. The federal government has put forth an idea that in California, Oregon, and Washington, they want to eliminate 500,000 barred owls from the landscape because they say they're severely damaging the northern spotted owl and the California spotted owl in the Sierra.
Okay, no.
I'm sure that's true because the barred owl.
Well, the barred owl's more aggressive. You've talked about that before, but the point is, this is really about protecting their favorite environmental darling because it destroyed the timber industry, has locked people essentially out of federal lands here for decades now, and they can't let it be known that the barred owl is really the source of the problem, right?
Yeah, and they're dropping a word on the barred owl that I completely disagree with here. It's being called invasive. Well, no. What it actually is, it's just expanding its range. The barred owl is the second most widely distributed owl around the world behind the barn owl. And what the barn owls and the barred owls have in common, they're very adaptive to a wide range of environments. So they'll thrive pretty much anywhere. They thrive in cities. They thrive in the high mountains. They thrive in the valleys. And it's that adaptability that in nature, it's survival of the fittest. Nature doesn't look at anything as invasive. The barred owls have just continued to expand their range westward, and they made it. I'll give you another bird that you could say is invasive that we never saw here in Oregon. When I was a kid growing up in the 60s and 70s, you never saw crows in Oregon. They didn't exist here.
I was wondering about that. I just thought that the crows moving in was just a sign of evil politics. You know, they're just sort of the henchmen.
Well,
you know, because every time I see the crows, they look evil to me, all right? It's just I can't
help it. The crows did exactly what the barred owls are doing. They just expanded their range naturally. I don't see anybody saying crows are invasive, even though crows probably are even more detrimental to the local environment than the barred owls.
Huh. All right.
So, I mean, I can prove that. Crows are extremely destructive to agriculture. They will definitely kill your chickens. They will kill, especially if you have chicks running around, crows will pick those things off. Mm-hmm. If you've got bird feeders in your backyards anywhere around here, you probably found out firsthand that crows will predate on anything smaller than them. And yet, I don't hear any outcry about crows being invasive and we need to get rid of them.
Well, it's because the libs don't need crows around to keep the timber industry shut down and destroyed. That's really what it is. They need the spotted owl to continue to be there as its favorite stalking horse. Well, to whip the timber industry about. The whole thing was a lie. You know that. Yep. The whole thing was a lie. Everything about the destruction.
It absolutely was a lie. And in the summer of 2014, I was up in my Bigfooting zone in the Southern Cascades above Butte Falls, and we're going down this road, and all of a sudden we see headlights coming at us at 2:30 in the morning, and I told everybody, let's just stand over here in the trees, because I was afraid we may have a poacher situation. So we're standing there, and that truck pulls into a wide spot, shuts down. See a guy get out, gets a flashlight, and he starts walking towards us. And so we step back out on the road, and we start walking towards him, and then we meet up. You know, we start talking, and I found out he was a biologist from U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and he was there doing an owl survey, mm-hmm. meaning what type of owls did we have in the area. And we started talking about it, and, you know, I was able to give him a real good rundown from, you know, me being out there in the middle of the night. And then I said, well, what's the purpose of this study? And he goes, well, we're identifying areas that we can come in and do some elimination of barred owls and see if it helps the spotted owls. Now, that's 2014. The next time I got back up in there to really spend a night and be out there was in 2016. They clearly had gone in and killed barred owls in that area, but the impact on all owl species was amazing, because an area that I used to hear the calls, seven different species of owls routinely at night, became totally silent except for some great horns. There were no barred owl calls, no spotted owl calls, no smaller owl calls, screeches, everything else, the smaller owls. It was like an area that once was a haven for owls had been completely emptied out of all owl species. Now they're going to do that on a larger scale on the West Coast and try and eliminate 500,000 barred owls.
Yeah, in other words, we have to defend the ability of a spotted owl to withstand, frankly, a more aggressive and probably just a better owl species, really.
Exactly. And this is, Bill, this is absolute crap. Because this is all about what it really comes down to in nature, survival of the fittest. This is nature truly being nature. And once again, humans have decided, no, we're going to interfere with nature truly being nature. And, yeah, I don't like any part of this. And I'm sorry the spotted owl looks to be the big loser here, because the barred owls just expanded their range to include the West Coast. But that's nature. That's how it works.
Hmm. Now, question is, though, is this a policy, or is this something that is going to be public comment on this? Because this is ridiculous. This is a ridiculous use of resources to go out there and kill one owl to save the other owl, you know?
Yeah, my read from the story is that, no, there is not going to be any public comment for it because the quote-unquote stakeholders have already weighed in.
Oh, what is the stakeholder? Because stakeholder means someone that doesn't really have skin in the game, but that we pretend they do. All right.
Well, environmental groups for the most part, you know, but the interesting thing, and the article does talk about this, there is a controversy in the environmental community and in the animal rights community that it's splitting right in half on this one.
Interesting.
And Wayne Pacelle, of all people, definitely is opposed to this owl killing idea. I don't know how many times in my life I'll ever find myself aligned with him on anything, but this is one time.
Okay. Well, it's interesting to find you two on the same side. It doesn't happen often. I'll certainly concede your point there. All right. Thanks for the report on this one, because I missed that story, and that's why we have you on here and talking about the outdoor thing. So duly noted, and I wonder if there's anybody, I wonder if there could be enough noise made to actually make them stop it. No, in other words, the spotted owl, if the spotted owl can't defend itself from the barred owl, too bad. You know, it's just the way it goes.
Well, it's possible because this is still in the proposal stage. This is not in the, okay, this is what we're doing, we're implementing it stage.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just wondering when is the where is the part that the federal government and all the gangrene environmentalists apologize to the timber industry? Hey, you know, really sorry about destroying your people and turning Southern Oregon into basically a methamphetamine and, you know, drug addiction kind of deal because there's nothing really to do for a whole bunch of people out in those rural lands. Really sorry about that. We were wrong. Think you're ever going to hear that?
Not a chance in you know what.
Okay. All right. Well, a fella can dream, can he?
All right. Yeah.
So if you were going out there and wanting to have a little bit of fun on Easter weekend, good fishing weekend, you think? Anything else that people should be thinking about? Where?
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. One lake in particular all of a sudden is filling up my social media feeds, and people are catching really nice rainbows up there. I've also seen a couple really nice tiger trout, but tiger trout must be released. And you might think I'm talking about Diamond Lake right now. No.
Where?
I'm talking about Fish Lake in eastern Jackson County.
Okay.
Been seeing a lot of really nice limits of rainbows coming out, and yeah, people are definitely getting into some nicer sized tiger trout. And like Diamond Lake, if you catch a tiger in Fish Lake, you need to let it go because they're in there to do a job. You know, which I don't know if they're completely eliminating them, because we did catch a 2-inch chub up there last year during free fishing weekend, but it does seem like the tigers in Fish Lake are holding the 2-inch chub population in check. But yeah, Fish Lake right now also appears to be ice free, so you can use the boat launch up there. Reminder though, if you're going to go to Fish Lake, that boat launch is the only lake in Oregon that their boat launch and parking facility doubles as a snowmobile parking lot, so you must have a snow park permit if you're going to launch a boat and park at Fish Lake.
All right. I had Don write me a question about the owl thing before you take off here.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know, how do they take out the owls if you're going to kill the barred owls to save the spotted owl, as it were?
Oh, and I didn't even get into that. They're going to literally let Joe Average Citizen go out there and start hunting for the barred owls. And this is where some of the animal rights groups and the environmental groups opposed to this. This is what their strongest basis of opposition is, because they're afraid that people will go out to kill the barred owls and wind up killing spotted owls because they can't tell the difference.
Okay.
That's actually a very valid argument.
All right. Duly noted here. And, of course, Outdoor Report, sponsored by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, driven by Line X on Airway Drive. Keep up with Greg Roberts, at rogueweather.com, on the Facebook page, everywhere else there, too. By the way, Greg, you and I both saw this movie a while back, and we just had to note some breaking news. We just got this in. Remember Lou Gossett Jr.?
Yeah.
Officer and a Gentleman.
Yep.
Mayonnaise.
Iron Eagle.
Yeah, he died. Just died.
And, oh, man.
Yeah, 87 years old. Had a long life, a long good life, and a pretty long career, but got the 1983 Best Supporting Actor Oscar for An Officer and a Gentleman and so many other things, and first black actor to win in that category, so pretty good.
That's very true, and Lou, he was a tremendous presence on screen, and he deserved that Oscar win.
Absolutely, but I just want to make sure people knew that, just got that in, okay? Thanks so much, good weekend, and we'll catch you Friday, okay? Take care.
You got it.
Mr. Outdoors, Greg Roberts at rogueweather.com. Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did, or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish. With so many working and doing business from home, it's good to know there's a community business center to help. A Street Print and Parcel is a one-stop shop for everything from large format printing and scanning to blueprints, architectural plans, and shipping. Their Studio 10 expansion offers passport photos, photo mounting, fine art scanning, art reproductions, signs and banners, negative and slide scanning, canvas prints, and so much more. Located in Ashland on A Street across from Ashland Hardware. Their motto, we create it, print it, pack it, and ship it. A Street Print and Parcel and Studio 10.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Get this, we weren't asked our opinion of the hiring, but, you know, if we were, we'd have strongly objected to it for several reasons. Let me tell you what Fox has never done. I'm in my 28th year. They don't ask my opinion. I've offered my opinion. Chucky Todd just lectures his bosses. Here's what now happened. Ronna can't go on MSDNC, which I actually texted to her. I said, well, that's a blessing. And who the hell wants to go on with those lunatics anyway? I mean, the biggest conspiracy theory channel in the history of mankind. But I mean, if these people, let me tell you, life doesn't flow that way where I work. It just doesn't. I would never be that disrespectful. Let me tell you what my job is. My job is my hour. My job is not to critique other hours.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
More than 200 fire department jurisdictions trust the Knox entry system to provide secure access to buildings, elevators, and control rooms when seconds matter. Now, businesses, schools, airports, several industrial applications are also using Knox entry to manage controlled access and authorize service activity for critical assets. Now, Knox entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail and rapid flexibility. Just go to Knox.com for more information. That's KNOX.com.
Attention business owners, are you tired of seeing your hard-earned profits vanish into thin air due to hefty credit card processing fees? It's time for a change. 247payments.com has a software solution that eliminates your fees, offering you unlimited processing for just $49 a month. Ready to keep more of what you earn? Call us at 1-844-535-0385. That's 1-844-535-0385. Call now.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Just announced Lou Gossett Jr. passed away, age of 87. Great actor. And to me, the archetype of the drill instructor. I got to play a little bit of that that clip from An Officer and a Gentleman. I got to do this.
I don't believe what I'm seeing. Where you've been all your lives? At an orgy? Listening to Mick Jagger music and bad-mouthing your country, I'll bet. You better stop eyeballing me, boy. You're not worthy enough to look your superiors in the eye. Use your peripheral vision. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Now, every time I say understand, I want the whole group to say, yes, sir! Understand?
Yes, sir!
Understand?
Yes, sir!
Now, I know why most of you are here. We're not stupid. Before you get to sell what we teach you over at United Airlines, you got to give the Navy 6 years of your life, sweet pea. Lots of things can happen in 6 years. Another war can come up in 6 years. And if you're too peaceful a person to dump napalm on an enemy village where there might be women and children, I'm going to find that out. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Understand?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That was I haven't watched that movie in years, but boy, that cemented Lou Gossett Jr. in my mind. Great actor, and had a great career. 7:35. We're going to have a Diner 62 All-American Quiz coming up here in just a moment for Good Friday. And if you have not yet won, or if you haven't won the Diner 62 quiz over the last 60 days or so, we want to make sure and give everybody a shot at this. You can go ahead and play it. 770-563-3770-KMED. I haven't even looked at the question yet. Let's see if I can find that. Do I have the question? Well, I'll find the question. You call. We'll get it figured out, okay? Coming up.
Joel here at Butler Ford, and if you're looking for a big truck with a small payment, I got you covered. Ford Super Duties are back in stock with lease deals where you can get a Ford F-250 for only $445 a month. For $445 a month, you can now tow and haul with a brand new big shiny F-250. Nobody knows how to make lease deals work on a Ford truck like Butler Ford. That's why businesses and individuals have been coming to us for years when they want a new truck for a low lease payment, like $445 a month on a new Ford F-250. $250. And lease payments are even lower on F-150 and Ford Escapes. Butler says yes to big discounts and rebates. Butler says yes to giving you more for your trade. Butler says yes to $445 a month on a Ford Super Duty. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where you know we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned hybrid, and EV.
42 monthly lease payments is 7,500 miles per year with 97.48 cash or trade due at signing, excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer dock fee on vehicle with a cap cost of $48,125 on approved financing through Ford credit. Offer expires 3/31/24.
KMED, KCMD News, sponsored by Mallette Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
Good morning. I'm Marcus Villa with your MC5 Morning News Update. The Josephine County Commissioners have agreed to settle a lawsuit with the Josephine Community Library Board. In December, the Library District Board announced its plans to take legal action against the county over the commissioner's decision to allow a homeowner to opt out of the library district. At the County Legal Council update, commissioners voted to move the settlement forward as it was written. Commissioners said they would continue to review the procedures involving district withdrawals at Thursday's administrative workshop. The Ashland Japanese Garden will be closing for 2 weeks starting next week. The closure starts Tuesday, April 2nd for essential Poikon maintenance. Ashland Parks and Recreation apologizes for the unfortunate timing of the closure, coinciding with the arrival of spring in the garden. Bud says it is necessary to complete the work before warm weather increases algae growth and impacts the health of the koi. It has a reopening date scheduled for April 15th. Mount Ashland is wrapping up spring break week with its annual Dummy Downhill this Saturday, and it's exactly what it sounds like. Make a dummy and watch it go down a run. Judges will score on creativity and the dummy's jump. The winner gets a free pass for next year. And that's a look for local news anytime. You can head to our website, KOBI5.com, or to our Facebook page, KOBI TV, where we have the latest look at the news and weather in the Rogue Valley. And for NBC5 News, I'm Marcus Veal. Have a great weekend.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, it's Jason at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. Through April, purchase a set of 4 Cooper tires for practically whatever you drive, and you'll get a Visa reward card in the mail. Get $100 on top of the line Cooper Discover STT Pro Mud Terrains or Cobra Instincts for your sports car. Get $75 on 5 styles of all-terrain truck tires, including the popular AT3 XLT, and get $50 on 3 styles of all-season passenger tires, including Endeavor. Save on Cooper tires at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
Mallette Construction has been a general contractor for 40 years. For the last 20 years, they've specialized in foundation repair and replacement. If you have sloping floors, cracks in walls, and windows and doors that are hard to open, you have a foundation problem that's only getting worse. At Mallette Construction, they not only fix your foundation and level your house, they solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Call Mallette Construction for a free estimate. Visit MalletteConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that. Free. Well, switch to Pure Talk today and you'll get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. Now, qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and, of course, mobile hotspot. Just dial #250, say the keyword Pure Talk, claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone. Start saving on wireless today and switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
If you have an appliance that's giving you trouble, Just-In-Time Appliance is your fast and affordable mobile appliance repair, serving the Rogue Valley. Just-In-Time services and repairs all brands. Major appliances often can be repaired, extending their life and saving you money. So give Just-In-Time Appliance a no-obligation call for advice on whether it can be fixed with the best warranty around. Before you go to the expense of buying a new appliance, call Just-In-Time Appliance online at justintimeappliance.com.
Hi, I'm Jim with the Beauty Mark Salon and Glitter Bar, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
Delighted to have you here, the Diner 62 Real American Quiz. By the way, I couldn't find my original Diner 62. I thought I had a new Diner 62 quiz, and maybe I did. But, you know, I drowned in paper this morning for whatever reason. And so I'm going to punt, and I just made up my own quiz. Because we were talking about Lou Gossett Jr., who just passed away, just announced, died at the age of 87. Of course, Academy Award winner and all sorts of good stuff, all right? And so we'll make this the Diner 62 quiz question this morning. A question about Lou Gossett Jr. By the way, Diner 62, today is Clam Chowder Friday. Get yourself a cup or a bowl to go. They make that. It's all homemade there. And they have a couple of great specials. One of them that I experienced last week, man, it is money. And money in that way in which worth the money and beyond. It's a special that is on the weekends. Two pork chops and the eggs and the tatty and everything else. Man, the pork chops were outstanding. Moist and flavorful, okay? So let me go to check it out, in other words. Pick that up. Let me go to line one. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Morning, Bill. It's Todd.
Todd, let's see if we can make you a winner of the Diner 62 quiz. Now, Lou Gossett Jr., we were just talking about him, an officer and a gentleman, many other movies. You know, Iron Ace, I think he's also in. I think there were some other movies, but the one I always remember was when he was playing the drill sergeant. But, you know, he almost became a sports star. And so I want you to tell me which team he almost played for. I've got five. Think you can figure this out, Todd?
I'll give it a shot.
All right. So was he drafted by the New York Knicks, rather, the Chicago Bulls, the Chicago Bears, the L.A. Lakers, or the Minnesota Vikings? He was drafted by one of those teams at one point before he became a big actor.
Let's go Chicago Bulls.
Chicago Bulls. You're thinking basketball, right?
Yeah, he's tall.
Yeah? Sorry. Wasn't that. All right. Thanks. Good try, though, Todd. Good try. Let me go to line two. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
This is Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte. Well, we're talking about Lou Gossett Jr. He passed away this morning, age of 87.
Yes.
And before he became that great actor, he was trying out for sports teams. So was he almost drafted by the New York Knicks, the Chicago Bears, the L.A. Lakers, or the Minnesota Vikings? One of those four.
I'm going to guess L.A. Lakers.
L.A. Lakers, right? That's another great guess. No, sorry. Not the one. But I was pulling for you. Let me go to line three. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Hello?
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
V.
Hi, V. Well, was Lou Gossett...
I didn't hear the static.
Oh, that's okay. We're talking now, all right?
Yeah.
So Lou Gossett Jr., before he became a famous actor, he almost became a sports star instead. Was he drafted by the New York Knicks? Was he drafted by the Chicago Bears? Or was he drafted by the Minnesota Vikings? What do you think?
I'm going to go for the Bears.
You're going to go for the Bears. The Bears. No, wasn't that either. We might be going down to the wire here. So it wasn't any of the Chicago teams. And let me go to line four. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
This is Gary.
Gary, New York Knicks or the Minnesota Vikings? What team was Lou Gossett Jr., the late Lou Gossett Jr., drafted and almost became a star there instead of becoming an actor?
Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota Vikings. Oh, down again. We're getting down to the wire. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
This is Tony.
Tony, can you say the New York Knicks?
The Knicks.
You're a winner!
I can't say it's the most honorable way to win, but a win's a win, right?
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, you're going to go to Diner 62, and you've won the quiz, and you can enjoy that amazing special that I talked about with the two pork chops and all the accoutrement and everything else. But, yeah, he almost played for the New York Knicks. I guess he didn't stay there very long, but then became more of an actor. But still, interesting story. Hang on, and we'll get you set up for the Diner 62 quiz. We'll do another one coming up on, let's say, Tuesday, all right? 7:45. Open phones here on Good Friday, 770-5633. You're on the Bill Myers Show.
Two Dogs Fabricating knows trailers. They sell trailers and repair trailers. So if you'd like your trailer inspected, bring it to the dogs and they'll sniff it out. Two Dogs will check the axles, hitch, tongue, lights, bed, brakes, and more to make sure your trailer's roadworthy. Most trailers on the road are fine, but it's good to have it checked out once a year. They'll scrutinize crucial welds for corrosion and cracks, too. And if you need any repairs, you'll get a quick, reasonable estimate. Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford.
One of each, Forte VIN 731586, MSRP 21710, 3500 due, Sportage VIN 185367, MSRP 3590, 4499 due, 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title, license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 3/31/24.
Making payments on a car you don't want to drive anymore? You need Kia Medford's Payment Wipeout. We're wiping out all the payments you have left on your old car so you can drive a new Kia, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS Automatic. Just $149 a month lease. Or a new 2024 Kia Sportage LX. Only $199 a month lease. Both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Get into a new Kia like Forte's. $149 a month. Sportage's $199 a month. During the payment wipeout at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
If you're going on a spring road trip, click on the travel report on KMED.com. We have changing road conditions, road cams, and gas prices throughout the region. Be prepared with the travel report on KMED.com. Sponsored by Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
Get your candles. Get your crank radios. It will happen. When the power goes out,
early evenings, 8 to 10.
They don't know where to start.
Turn on your radio while you still have power.
Why isn't anyone listening to us? Why isn't anyone giving us help? Why isn't anybody coming to our aid?
Ground Zero.
Well, they're not going to, you see.
When the lights Ground Zero. Go down.
Be ready. It will happen.
On KMED.
Power failure.
And KCMD. The Bill Meyer Show. 106.3 KMED. 99.3 KCMD.
You know, we see all these stories right now in which nobody ever seems to get put into prison for anything. But I just wanted to let you know that in the state of Oregon, we have put a chronic public masturbator in prison for life. Now, that's the way the story was actually shared on Oregon Live. A chronic public masturbator in Oregon, this is the headline, got life in prison. The appeals court says that that's not cruel or unusual. Well, this is a guy from Hillsboro, and he was sentenced to life in prison without parole after his sixth conviction for public indecency. I guess he was pleasuring himself while on a MAX train in Washington County. This is what they do. This is something, this is just kind of normal behavior in the Portland area, you know? But the Ninth Circuit actually said putting you in prison for life did not violate the U.S. Constitution's prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment. A federal appellate court has ruled. Now, he's going to go to jail for longer than Sam Bankman-Fried. But, of course, you got to figure Sam Bankman-Fried, you know, he just stole money. And besides, he helped pay for the Democratic Party wins. You know, in many cases, a lot of money ended up going into Oregon politics. So they don't want to do too much to Sam. He'll still be old enough to scam again when he gets out, I guess. But in all seriousness, back to the chronic pleasurer. This three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed U.S. District Court Judge Ann Aiken's decision that Terry Iverson's sentence was not grossly disproportionate. Now, to be fair, the Oregon Live did not really mention all the other pervert crimes that Iverson had done. Public indecency, of course, many of those. And he also had prior convictions for third-degree rape of a 15-year-old, sodomy on a 12-year-old. I mean, just so in other words, he's a, you know, bad dude. But I have a feeling that the Oregon Live was trying to make you think that he was just being put away for pleasuring himself on a MAX train. Just understand that you have to read down a little bit further. So he's going off. Would have been treated better if he had stolen $25 billion or $10 billion or whatever it is and contributed to the Democratic Party. All right. It's open phones. On Good Friday, find your phone Friday, 770-5633-770-KMED. Hello, Miter Dave. How are you doing this Friday? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm just a little sad because both my parents are passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And on March 31st is my mom's birthday.
How old would she have been?
She would have been, she was born in 1931, so she would have been...
Boy, she would have been 93. Yeah.
Yeah. And my dad was born 1929, April 8th. By the way, that is the eclipse. This year's on my dad's birthday.
Yeah.
So what I was going to ask your audience to do is on those 2 days, if they'd say a prayer on my behalf, saying I miss mom and dad, and that I love them.
Sounds like they really meant a lot to you, Dave.
Yeah, they weren't perfect by any means.
Well, our parents never are perfect. I mean, they do the best they can with
well,
material.
Especially considering the time I grew up and the kind of work they did.
Yeah.
And they're my heroes.
Will do. And duly noted. And if listeners feel that in their heart, that'd be great. By the way, the eclipse. We're not going to be able to see the eclipse from here.
No, I know that.
All right.
But it's still significant.
Do you think this is significant? Because I know that when you go back years, back to the old times when, you'd see the sun disappear, that was a pretty big deal. Now, I know the astrologers would say that, I'm talking about astrologers, not astronomers. The astrologers would say that the eclipse falling directly in the United States could portend something interesting, the light being cut off of something.
Well, I believe in my case, not so much in astrology, but it is a significant event because it's an election year and it could be a positive thing. Look at negative stuff. I try to look at the positive, and it could be the ascension of President Trump.
From your lips. Hope you're right about that, Dave. 770-5633-770-KMED. It's open phone time. Anything that's on your mind? It's Good Friday. Let's make it a good Friday. Let's talk. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Bill. What's up?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm okay. Just the one to follow up a bit on that email I sent you. So being up here in my northern compound.
Oh, yeah. Which email did you, it's like I think I saved your email.
You responded to it. So basically, our energy company, our electric company up here is Puget Sound Energy.
Puget Sound Energy, PSE. I was wondering what PSE stood for, because you kind of travel between between Southern Oregon and you have your Washington home there, too.
So we bounce back and forth. But
right.
I have a Honeywell thermostat installed in my house, which is a smart thermostat, so I can adjust it from my phone and whatever else I want to do. So the email was, Puget Sound Energy will give me $50 if I allow them access to my thermostat, so during peak energy usage, they can come in and change my thermostat.
Let me translate for you. This means that your power company shuts off your air conditioning or your heat when they need to.
Right, right. But it gets worse than that, because you have to understand that my thermostat is connected to my home network. So that means allowing them into my home network, they have access to my TVs, my routers, my modems, my phones, my iPads, my computers, who are also on that same network.
Sounds like you'd be a sap to do this for $50, huh?
Right. So, I mean, it's just a bit of a warning that don't get taken in that it is a thermostat thing. It's a whole home takeover. So what if I have an EV, which is electrically charged in my charging in my garage, and it is a smart car, right? EVs are smart cars. And they decide that they need extra power because their grid is low. So they start sucking energy out of my car.
Well, I just want to let you know here, we've talked about this quite often over the last few years. That is the plan. The plan is to basically use your electric vehicle, if you have one there, as a free battery storage for the grid that they won't actually invest in having on-demand power available, because that would mean carbon. So they would look at you then as a power donkey for PSE, or in our particular case, Pacific Power.
Right. Well, it all ties together. This is the whole plan of killing fossil fuels to make you use electric because they don't have access to fossil fuel devices. My gas range is gas. It is not on their electrical grid. They can't access that. My heater is a gas heater. My hot water heater is a gas unit. They can't access fossil fuel-based items.
Yeah, my heat pump, I have a heat pump water heater because my home's all electric. Yep. It was that way when I came in. And I already have the smart meter, but I'm always getting little things. Well, you sure you don't want to enroll your water heater in this thing? Because there's actually like a little programming socket or a socket that you can plug the smart device into to hook it into the grid to allow Pacific Power to shut it off when they want to, when they think
to. Well, I realize that this is not Conspiracy Thursday, but boy, it sure is getting to be this whole intrusion overreach thing that just people need to be aware.
Yeah. Let me read part of that email that you sent me, okay? People need to understand this. And I'm sure Pacific Power is doing the same thing here. PSE, which is Puget Sound Energy, by the way, is now in your neighborhood. And we want to keep your home's energy going strong, especially at times of peak demand. Enroll the smart thermostat already installed in your home with our response program before summer heats up. And in exchange for helping reduce the risk of power shortages in your neighborhood, you'll get $50 from PSE. And of course, someone who is kind of dim, which is not you, okay, a dim bulb out there, probably the same sort of people that that go out there and overpay Pacific Power for, what do they call that, Blue Sky, you know, for Blue Sky, they would think that, oh, wow, so I'll help reduce the risk of power shortages in my neighborhood, and I'll get $50 from the power company. What does this mean when I enroll my smart thermostat? It means they shut you off when they want to, rather than actually delivering power that's needed. There we go.
Now, let me add a little bit to that, is that if you look at that email, the email is actually generated off of Honeywell's list.
Mm-hmm.
So ESE didn't know I have a Honeywell thermostat. Honeywell told them I have a Honeywell thermostat.
Did you end up getting a rebate for that thermostat? Because they do that a lot with like the Energy Trust of Oregon type things, and you usually have to register it some form.
No, basically, the house was built in 79, and it had an old thermostat that wasn't functioning properly, so I just chose to replace it a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I have a Honeywell thermostat, too, and it has the Wi-Fi capability and all of these other things. And it could be a smart thermostat. I treat it as a dumb one. It's not on my Wi-Fi network, and Pacific Power does not know about it, and I'm going to keep it that way. I imagine you will, too.
Yeah, well, they're not having access to my home, that's for sure.
Yep, good point. Glad you brought it up, and that's not a Conspiracy Theory Thursday, even though this is Friday. That's just a conspiracy, okay?
Well, it's not a conspiracy theory, it's fact.
Exactly. Michael, good call. Thanks for making it. 770-5633. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Deplorable Patrick. Bill, do I only have 30 seconds, or are we going to go past 8 o'clock?
Yeah, we can go back past 8 o'clock a little bit, but, you know.
Well, I got to keep my responsibilities as a deplorable, even if it might sometimes mean wasting time, which I hope I'm not. But I just wanted to bring up something because somebody responded to my call the other day.
About why we have Easter eggs. And by the way, the Reverend Barbera says, of course, that Easter eggs are symbolic of renewed life. Now, as far as the Easter bunny,
Well, earthworms, we couldn't live without them. Let's make them into a religious symbol, too, while we're at it. I just wanted to mention that I know that I think you do not use the Bible as a guide, but other people do, or at least claim to. So maybe it'd be interesting to know for them to know that in Psalm 111:9 is the word reverend, and it refers to God. And that's the only place the word reverend is in the Bible. Now, you have authorized religious titles in the Bible like bishops and deacons and pastors, but not reverend. And sure enough, wouldn't you expect somebody like that to say, well, we see the egg as a symbol of new life. You know, I'd rather use Christ as a symbol of new life. But, you know, some people want to think of the egg as a symbol of new life. And I guess you could just make up your religion as you go. In fact, I'm thinking about having a religion where the bicycle wheel is a symbol of eternity, you know, because it spins. There's no real end. It just goes in a circle. And that would be a pretty good religious symbol, too.
Well, I think you've been spending way too much time thinking about this.
Well, I'm just telling you that when Paul foretold that the church would be turned to fables, when the reverend the other day didn't even deal with that verse at all, he just skipped past it, that should tell you something.
It's not telling me anything, but I appreciate your call, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, so you and I will... Oh, my gosh. Oh, the splitting of hairs. No, not Easter Bunny hairs either, but this is the Bill Maher Show.